So imagine, if you will, a sail the size of a football field. Now, imagine that sail hundreds of feet in the air, kind of like a parachute. Now, imagine the giant sail pulling a huge cargo ship in the middle of the sea. Can you picture it? Well, this is really happening, and it's happening today. It's called giant sail technology, and it was developed by a German company called SkySails. It's the first cargo vessel equipped with this kind of giant sail, and it's called the MS Beluga, and it sets off from Bremerhaven, Germany today on its maiden voyage to Venezuela. Turn wind into profit. That's the company's motto. And if this journey goes as planned, the ship will use 30 to 35% less fuel, saving about 4,000 tons of oil a year. Adam Weiss from the current Science and Technology Department at the Boston Museum of Science is on the phone to help explain to me how this is going to work. Hey, Adam.
Hi, Rachel.
Thanks for being here. First, I've got to tell you, I've got this really kind of bizarre picture in my head of what this thing looks like. Something between the sails of yesteryear, Nina Pinta Santa Maria, something like that, and a kite surfing parachute pulling this big cargo ship. Can you set me straight on what this looks like and how it works?
Well, your idea is right in that it's kind of a hybrid of those two things, but it looks a lot more like the kite surfing parachute. It looks like a parafoil, the ones that are kind of wing-shaped, and it flies out in front between, 300 and 1,000 feet in the air. And in the case of this particular ship, it's about the size of a tennis court, although future ones are going to be football field size.
Wow.
So it's like a giant parachute out in front of the ship pulling it.
And how do you con how do how is it controlled? Are there people out there, like tacking and doing what you do when you sail, or is it automated?
It's completely automated, actually. They don't need any extra crew members from a normal cargo vessel to run this. The crew does need 2 or 3 days of training to figure out how the system works, but it's all computer controlled. There's an autopilot system built into it, and you can literally push the auto button and sail away.
Wow. So explain to us why this is supposed to be so efficient.
Well, I mean, it's efficient because you're using the wind to pull the ship. Normally, ships are using their propellers, and propellers really vary in efficiency. So this technology is adding power directly to the ship. It actually attaches to the same part of the ship that a tugboat attaches to, and it pulls it just like a tugboat. It doesn't provide, the full power for the ship. You would
There are
need
engines. There's something else helping it along, right?
Yeah, you need the engines. As you said, it could offset through the course of a trip between 10 and 35% of the energy the ship needs. But if the wind is blowing in the right direction under the right conditions, it could actually offset 50% of the fuel needs of the ship during that time.
So, how expensive is this technology?
The technology's not terribly expensive to install when you think about what ships cost. This system cost about $725,000 to install, and a system for a large ship. I mean, this ship is big, but it's 430 feet long. If we talk about a 900 to 1,000-foot cruise ship, that system would cost more like $3 or $4 million to install. But on a big ship, it would save $1 million a year in fuel, so it pays for itself pretty quickly.
And the technology is scalable. You can apply this to situations where the ship would be so much bigger.
Yeah, actually, this kite that they have attached to the first ship is a smaller version. It's about the size of a tennis court, as I said. They're actually going to replace this kite with a larger one, about the size of a basketball court, roughly twice the size of this one, in the near future. And then there are a couple of more ships that are being constructed right now that'll have that basketball court size kite. But they're also working on kites that are much bigger, and they hope by 2010 to have something the size of a cruise ship, 900 to 1,000 feet long, that could use one of these kites that would potentially be almost as big as a football field.
So, what's the future of this technology? You're talking about cruise ships. I mean, is this really the future? Going to be seeing, Princess Line Caribbean tours with big kites on the back of
Well,
them?
that's certainly what the SkySails company hopes for. They're looking at having 1,500 ships or so equipped with this technology by 2015, and they say that it's applicable to almost all of the ships that are out there on the sea. And they have plans to use with something even as large as an oil tanker. So yeah, cruise ships, cargo vessels, even smaller vessels like buoy tenders, they're thinking could use this technology. But it's really only for the parts of the trip that are out in the open ocean. They're not going to use it right by the shore.
Now, I have to say, so this technology and this company, these are German endeavors, and Germany has a huge amount of wind industry, people thinking about wind, people creating new ways to use wind energy in Germany. And this boat is taking this German technology, this wind alternative energy, on a boat to Venezuela, one of the world's largest oil exporters. Is this just random coincidence? I mean, I imagine they had some say in what was going to be the first journey that this technology would be employed on. Is there anything to say about that?
I'm not actually sure what the background of the trip to Venezuela was. I know that they are really pushing that connection to wind, though. In the promotional materials for SkySails, all of their computer-generated images of this ship and everything that they've shown show the ship actually carrying wind turbine parts for large wind generators. So they are pushing that connection, but I'm not really sure why they're going to that oil-producing country.
Interesting. Maybe Venezuela inquiring about wind energy. You might see that happening. Well, Adam Weiss from the Current Science and Technology Department at the Boston Museum of Science, thanks for explaining to us.
Thanks for having me on, Rachel.
Big sails. So coming up next, the story of a wolf named Romeo. Some call him the lone wolf of Juno and his epic battle with a pug. That is drama you will only find on the BPP blog. And you will only hear about next on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.